As we welcome into the studio from the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, President CEO Casey Gay Williams. And good morning, Casey. Happy Halloween to you. I love your pumpkin earrings.
Thank you. I got those at the Flourish event. A local artist made them, so I love them.
Were you a witch last night? Did you make it to the witch's ride?
I did not get to, well, I was a witch, but not because I was on the witch's ride. So it sure looked like a great party, and I'm so glad that event is back, and the Baldwin Humane Society did such a good job with
yes,
it. So
it was quite a sight to see. There are several videos posted on Facebook if you missed it. Well, welcome. Since we couldn't work out the fourth Wednesday, we got you in here today.
I know. Thank you.
To let us know what's happening at the Chamber. I know there's always something busy, even though the festival, the Jubilee.
Jubilee
Festival has come and gone. Tell us about how that went and what's on the horizon.
Well, it was a great weekend. It was a record show for us. We invited 145 artists, and I think we had a couple that at the last minute due to unforeseen circumstances. So I believe we had 139 artists in the park, 7 food trucks. We had an incredible kids' art, all 6 of our kids' art stations were back, and a full entertainment stage. Heard some really good local talent over the weekend, and so it was just a great weekend. It was beautiful weather, big crowds. As I said, it would be the perfect weekend if Alabama had played at 7 o'clock.
Right.
At 2 o'clock, I was like, I told some of the artists, I said, it's gonna thin out at 2, but you know, there's just nothing we can do about the football schedule.
There you go. And I was out of town at my own college homecoming football.
Right. So that's right. That looked like fun.
That's such a great festival to miss. I'm so sorry we missed it. Be glad it went well for y'all.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, it takes a couple of weeks to recover and get everything put back. But it was well worth it, and just nice to see everybody out and about.
Very good. So what's coming up next? I guess business after hours would be
yes.
next week.
We've got a couple of things. Well, actually a lot of things coming up. We have our ladies' night events that are different every month, and usually they center around doing something fun. And this coming Tuesday, you do have to register. There is a fee for this because it's at Hammer and Stain in Daphne, and they're making Christmas countdown. Like one's a snowman, I think one's, and so you pick which one you want to do and do that while you have a lot of fun with other ladies. And so that's coming up. You can call the chamber office or go online to register. We'd love to. We have a few more spots left there. But we're having a really great business after hours on November 3rd, which is this coming Thursday. And it is at Eastern Shore Ace Hardware, as I would say, at the top of Spanish Fort Hill. So at 98 and 31.
Okay.
He's going to have, Steve is going to have out the big green eggs and his grills. He's going to be grilling things to nibble on. He's going to have some prizes. He's going to have discounts for members of the chamber that evening there. And so there's going to be a lot of good food and fellowship and just a lot of everything outside. So I hope people will come. That is 5 to 7. It's a drop by. Come from work, leave at 6, or you know, if you can't get there till 6, that's okay too. So
right. Great networking opportunity. And that's at Eastern Shore Ace Hardware, Spanish Fort Boulevard, next Thursday.
Yes.
Always the first Thursday of the month.
And another fun thing here in downtown Fairhope, we'll be doing a ribbon cutting for Fairhope Chocolate that's on 403 Fairhope Avenue at 3:30 on Friday afternoon, November 4th. And so we're excited about celebrating that new location and all the wonderful additions that she has made to her offering. She has super good Wi-Fi, so you can go get a cup of coffee and a croissant, which sounds really good now that I say that.
Yes, it does.
Lauren, I'll be right back.
We'll see you.
So, and everyone's welcome to come out to that. Quite frankly, we are having a lot of ribbon cuttings. And it's exciting to see these businesses expand. You know, maybe they're in a new space, they're growing, opening a business, or maybe it's just they didn't get to do it during the COVID era. And so I think we have 4 ribbon cuttings next week. So that's really exciting.
And another thing is the young professionals have just kind of taken off on their own, our future leaders of
absolutely young people. We love our young professionals. And if you have a business with young professionals and you want to help develop their professional skills, we really have an exceptional group of people. And they're one of their big events is coming up on November 16th, and it's the Cornhole Tournament. It's going to be at JBT Power on US 98 in Daphne, and teams are $175, and your ticket gets you something to eat and something to drink. We'll have our board of directors out cooking and serving the YPs as they play cornhole, and all that money goes to our foundation at the Chamber for the Youth Leadership Program and the Student Training and Exploration Program.
Kind of like a modern-day golf tournament.
Exactly. It doesn't take as long. Anybody can play. Even I can throw a beanbag. I don't ever like make a point, but I can at least throw one. So we welcome anybody to call and sign up a team. And so just a lot going on and a lot of good stuff. The young professionals do, this is in place of their normal, like, YP business after hours. Mm-hmm. And then they have also started, for those who can't do things at night, because this group often is a, you know, family they have to get home to, pick up kids, that kind of thing. So they do a coffee once a month. And this month it is at our very own Kind Cafe at 108 North Section Street in Fairhope. And everybody just shows up and has coffee. And we've had big crowds there. Another great networking opportunity. And, you know, as we mentioned a little while ago, good coffee is always good.
Yes.
Homemade bagels. Mm.
And morning marketing. Where is the morning marketing meeting? Are we taking a break?
No. Morning marketing meeting, it's probably just hadn't quite made it on the list. It's the third Thursday.
That's right. The third Thursday of each month.
Right. When we drop off a couple of these, it'll roll on there. And that's going to be, I believe, at the Nick Center. And
that will be November 17th.
November 17th at the Nick Center in Fairhope. Bring your business cards. If you've got a flyer, you're doing an event, you're a nonprofit, you know, you can bring information about that. And if you're not a member, just let me know at the Chamber. Call Casey and let me know you're coming. You can be my guest. But we are back to pre-COVID numbers, I would say, anywhere from, you know, 20 to 35 people.
And what time?
It starts at 8:15. And it's usually, and we try to be done by 9:15, but then people stay and say, "Oh, I needed to know somebody who does this, or I needed to know somebody that did this."
And I've said before, this is one of my favorite events I've
missed.
Mine
too.
So I keep threatening to take that third Thursday morning off just for an hour or so and come join y'all. Maybe I will, since it's at the Nick Center.
I know, that would make it really quick, surely.
And by the way, the Nick Center is closed today through Monday. They're getting some new carpeting, and the floor is polished, and the parking lot paved.
Nice, nice.
So just FYI.
That's such a wonderful venue.
It is. And, well, Casey Gay Williams with the Eastern Shore Chamber. Real quick, for those that aren't members and would like to become members, how does that happen, and what are some of the benefits?
Well, we try to tailor the benefits and the value of the chamber to your business. But we have social media, we have all these things that we get information, but there's really nothing that replaces telling your story, telling about your business, making connections. Somebody said, well, there's quite a few, let's just say roofers. I'm just going to pick a group. Right. But, you know, there's also value in making a cohort of your industry partners.
Right.
You know, if you can't do a roof, you want to refer that person to somebody who's going to do a good job that you trust, that you know. So we see that happening within the chamber. We also have all these different opportunities, both one-on-one, morning marketing meeting, business after hours. But we also have opportunities and investments where you want to put your name out. You want people, like at the Jubilee Festival.
Yeah, you have a lot of resources.
Mm-hmm. And you know, also, even if you can't come to things, it's in a gym. You don't have to show up to get value. But if you are supporting the business community, our community at large, our programs, you know, this helps our nonprofits to flourish because they have a base to go out and tell their story. Mm-hmm. So it's supporting your community and business community, even if you don't go to business after hours.
Right. And there's other things, like you said, lots of other things besides yes. just business after hours.
We do smart business academies. We had a CPR class this past year where a lot of restaurants and other businesses have to have someone on site that is certified for the defibrillator, for CPR, for right. first aid. And it's hard for small businesses to do it one-off. So we had like 15 people in the class. It was most of a day, and everybody graduated with their certificates in those areas. So we really
wonderful
look for things that we can do. Our population's about 95% small business. So we do cater our programming to small business and love doing it.
They can just go online, eschamber.com or org.
.com, eschamber.com. There's a big box that says, join the chamber. And you can fill out your application. You can even, you know, pay the dues. If you're like, I just want to talk to somebody,
yeah.
there's a box that says, give me a call, or I want to have a conversation. Also, you can call the chamber office at 251-928-6387. And myself or Cam, we will get right back with you to talk to you about how your membership could be of value. Last thing I'll say about membership is folks think it's really expensive. On average, it's $250 to $350 a year.
And that's for the entire company.
For the entire company, not a person.
Yeah.
And it does vary based on the number of employees mm-hmm. and what type of business you are. But, you know, it's not cost prohibitive for the most part.
It's a great investment.
Yes, it is.
In my opinion.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you being with us. Casey Gay Williams, the Executive President of CEO of the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. Normally with us the fourth Wednesday of each month, but we have our monthly update today. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend to listen, it will be posted by lunchtime at WABF 1480.com.